Blog Talk Radio.
Good day to you. Welcome back. What your doctor won't tell you. Welcome to our second episode of the season, where we continue with our theme, stop treating the what, find and fix the why. There are two goals that I have for the program here today. First of all, we're going to discuss what exactly does our theme mean. Stop treating the what, find and fix the why. And most importantly, what does that have to do with you finally living headache-free, healthy, and happy? Because that's what it's all about. And secondly, there are three roadblocks, three highly guarded secrets your doctor will never tell you. And the sad truth is, those three secrets can prevent you from achieving the goal of living healthy, happy, and headache-free for a lifetime. You've heard me say it time and time again, one thing and one thing alone matters to me, and that is solutions for you. Last week we discussed Migraine and Headache Awareness Month back in June of this year, and we agree awareness is absolutely critical. I am in favor 100% of awareness. However, awareness without a solution is all for naught. We're looking for long-lasting, proven solutions. That's what this program is all about today. First of all, I want to kind of reiterate what we discussed at the end of the program last week, and that is, it is your responsibility. It is not your doctor's responsibility. It's not your family's responsibility. It's not your friend's responsibility. Although a good friend will listen, a family member will listen, your doctor may listen, but it is up to you and you alone to make the right decision for your health. It is my job on this program to help guide you in that direction. Step by step, what do we need to do to finally achieve long-lasting relief? Is that really realistic? Come on. Well, let me tell you this. If you're one of those people looking for the next best treatment, what should I try next? You know, I've tried this medication, and I've tried that medication. I've tried the combination of these medications, and although sometimes we can achieve some relief, it is temporary relief at best. It's a cover-up. None of us have had migraines, headaches, because we needed more drugs in our system. So here's what I'm asking you to do today. I want you to take up arms. We're here to fight, and we're here to fight for your health and the health of those you love and care about. That's what matters. So I want you to take up arms today. There are two weapons that you must have in your arsenal. Number one, you must have knowledge. Once again, your doctor won't provide you with much of it. They'll provide you with opinions. Let me tell you this. Opinions mean absolutely nothing. And by the way, that includes mine. Opinions mean absolutely nothing unless they are based on solid, proven fact. That's the fact of the matter. It doesn't matter what I think or someone else thinks, because we all have an opinion, and you could see several doctors and get several different opinions. How do you know what's right unless you arm yourself with knowledge? So as we go along in the weeks to come, I will provide you with the proven medical research, the scientific research. I want you to see what's real. What haven't you been told? What has your doctor kept from you that would be beneficial in you making the right decision for your health and the health of those you care about? You need to have the knowledge. And weapon number two in your arsenal, listen closely because it sounds simple, but it's the most important weapon you could carry, and that is common sense. Oh, you heard me say it. The one thing missing from our quote-unquote healthcare system is common sense and logic. It's difficult to find in most healthcare scenarios, particularly in this country. And the reason is simple. We really don't run a healthcare system in the United States. And the United States, unfortunately, isn't alone in the world. We run a symptom treatment system. So if you have a pain, a numbness, a tingling, a headache, a migraine, you name the symptom. If you have a symptom, our so-called healthcare system has been designed to find the treatment that matches that symptom and then provide that treatment to you, hoping you get relief. Whether you know the real cause of your symptoms or not. So when we say stop treating the what, find and fix the why, this is what we mean. What are you feeling? I'm feeling a migraine, a tension headache, a cluster headache, a daily persistent headache. You can name the symptom, but they're all still what's. What are you feeling? This is the symptom that I'm feeling. And as long as you continue to focus on treating your symptom, you will never fix the why. Why are you feeling a migraine headache? Why are you having a tension headache? Why do your headaches continue to persist day in and day out, week after week, month after month, and unfortunately for a lot of us, year after year? We consulted someone here in our practice in the greater Kansas City area this morning, and she is frustrated. She is at the end of her rope. And unfortunately, some people just think they want to end it all because they have run out of options. Listen, when you feel like you've tried everything, chances are you probably haven't. There are options available. They are proven in the research, and you need to arm yourself with the knowledge, and you need to arm yourself with the common sense to take that knowledge and apply it to your situation, to customize and personalize that knowledge to fit your circumstances, and finally, address the why and stop trying to treat the what. Are you with me so far? So, a diagnosis in our healthcare system, a diagnosis much of the time is simply a regurgitation of your symptoms. Let me tell you this. As a sufferer of migraines and seizures in the past, you name the specialist, I was there. Be it the family doctor, multiple neurologists, pain specialists, headache clinics, chiropractors, massage therapists, physical therapists, you can name it. Do you know how many of those people gave me treatment? I wanted to say sold me treatment, which is more true than not. Do you know how many of these specialists sold me treatment? If you said every single one of them, you'd be exactly right. So if you're someone who's looking for the next best treatment to try to treat your what? To try to treat your symptom, this is the wrong program for you. We are here to find and fix the why. And let me tell you this, if you think migraines, daily persistent headaches, tension headaches, cluster headaches, if you think those are some medical mystery and there is no known cause and there is no known solution, you're wrong. The research is crystal clear for 70%+ of you. That's a big percentage. That's overwhelming. So we're going to discuss a little bit more today about how do you find and fix the why, and why has it been so difficult for most of us to actually identify the why? When you come to my practice, you are looked at as someone who suffers with a miserable and sometimes debilitating condition. But you are not a migraine. You are not a headache. You are not a cluster headache. You are not a symptom. You are someone who wants to be free of those headaches, live healthy and happy. The only way to do it is by finding and fixing the why. Now, what I want to share with you today is this. Coming up in our new interactive website, which we will announce in the next couple of weeks, we will have a brand new version of the 3 highly guarded secrets your doctor won't tell you about your headaches and migraines that can be harmful to your health. The 3 secrets your doctor wouldn't dare tell you, even if they knew, that can be detrimental to your health. You need to know. You need the knowledge in your toolbox. You need the knowledge in your arsenal. That's what we're going to provide. I want to discuss the 3 highly guarded secrets your doctor won't tell you, and I want you to see how that has impacted your life so far, how that has impacted your ability to live healthy and happy, to live headache-free. Now, the reason I don't simply say live headache-free, of course you don't want to have your headaches. Come on. This is why people consult us every day of the week. We know they don't want their headaches. They don't want their migraines. We know this. I didn't want my migraines and seizures. But it's about more than that. Look at the big picture. We want you to be healthy and happy for a lifetime and not worry about those symptoms rearing its ugly head all over again and impacting your life. So I'm going to share right now the 3 highly guarded secrets your doctor won't tell you about your headaches and migraines that can significantly impact and harm your health. Now, listen carefully, because these secrets are so simple, yet they are so profound. And I want you to listen not only with your tool of knowledge, I want you to gain a little bit of knowledge, but I want you to listen with the second tool in your arsenal, common sense. Secret number 1, much of the time, your doctor has no idea why you're feeling your headaches and migraines in the first place. Much of the time, your doctor, it doesn't matter how wonderful of a specialist they are, how world-renowned they are, your doctor, much of the time, has no idea why you're having the symptom you're having. And we just said it. We're here to find and fix the why. If you are not 100% certain, and your doctor is not 100% certain, what is the cause? What is the real, true cause of your headaches? It doesn't matter what kind of treatment you want to try. If you don't know the real, true cause of your migraines, your headaches, chances are you're not going to live healthy and happy. Because we are treating the what, treating the what, treating the what, treating the what, ignoring the why. Why are you having these symptoms in the first place? What's going on inside of your body that is making your body respond this way? So understand this. Much of the time, your doctor may not have a clue why you're having your symptoms in the first place. Now, does that stop them from giving you treatment? Absolutely not. So that is how our so-called healthcare system is based. You have a headache. Let me find the appropriate course of treatment, the appropriate drug, the appropriate chiropractic treatment, the appropriate physical therapy, the appropriate injection. Let me find the treatment that I think is appropriate to cover your symptoms. Stop treating the what. Find and fix the why. Do you kind of get that that's the theme here? Do you kind of understand how important what I'm saying really is? Secret number two, even if you're one of the lucky ones who have found the real true cause of your headaches, the true cause of your migraines, if you are one of the lucky ones who has finally identified the why, chances are better than not that the treatment you're getting is only a temporary cover-up at best. So even if you find the real true cause, that doesn't mean that the treatment you're getting is fixing the cause. So you can see how the first two secrets are related. Much of the time, your doctor doesn't even know why you're having the problem. So how are you going to get any long-lasting relief and live healthy? And secondly, even if you do know, the chances are you're just getting a temporary cover-up. No one is really addressing the why. And we are going to discuss how can this be. With our healthcare system, how can we completely ignore the cause of a problem? And secret number three, much of the traditional, commonly accepted treatment for migraines and headaches may actually be more harmful than good. The treatments you're getting right now that's well accepted in our healthcare system, that's performed on thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people every single day, may be doing more damage than good. And there are two reasons for this. Number one, it is well documented, and we are not going to get into side effects, but side effects from some of the most commonly prescribed medications today are staggering. Side effects including death. You know, depending on the research that you read, look it up. Look it up. Do a web search. How many people die each and every day in the United States of America alone because of a side effect from the medication that they took exactly as it was prescribed by their doctor? I'm not talking about mistakes made with labeling at the pharmacy. I'm not talking about overdoses. That's a whole nother story. Addiction to prescribed medication is running out of control in this country. But we're not even talking about that. The side effects alone kill, depending on the research you read, in excess of 70 to 80 people daily. No, I didn't say weekly or annually. I said daily in this country alone. And there are numbers that are much higher being reported today. But secondly, here's the thing that I really want you to hear more so than the risk of the side effects. That's not anything new. That's something that we hear day in and day out, and most of us, well, either number one, choose to ignore it, but probably in more cases than not, because I've been there, what other options do we have? Sometimes we feel as if we have no other options. We need to function. We need to live our lives. And when given no other options, sometimes the medication is all we have. But the second reason that it may be more harmful than helpful, we've already said it. If you are ignoring the real true cause of your migraines, of your headaches, that problem isn't going away. It is lurking in your body right now. And there's a chance that that could do irreversible damage if it's left in your body. Why would you take that chance? Let me ask you something. Are there any of us out there that really don't want to know more information about why we're experiencing the symptoms we are? Why wouldn't you want to know more about why you're having headaches that just won't quit? Why wouldn't you want to know more about what is causing the migraines that have haunted you for so long? Why wouldn't you want to know that? I hope the answer is there isn't a reason that you wouldn't want to know. You want these answers. Listen, when I was young, 8, 9, 10 years old, I had headaches so miserable I couldn't function. I missed school. I'm sure some of you can relate to this. My last migraine was well in excess of 36 years ago. This is what has shaped my practice. This is what has shaped the information that I want to present to you. When I sat down with my doctor at the time, after years of trying to treat the what? Trying to find the next best treatment for my migraines. We sat down across from the doctor, and he said this: I understand that you've tried a lot of different types of treatment for your migraines, but let me ask you something. What exactly are they trying to fix? And it took a minute to digest this. He was asking the same thing that we need to be asking. What exactly is the why? Why is this happening in your body? You've had plenty of people try to treat the what, plenty of types of treatment to treat the symptoms. But if you ignore the real true cause of that problem and it remains in your body for a period of time, you run the risk, and that risk increases each and every day, each and every week, each and every month. You run the risk of irreversible damage, and it happens every day. The saddest part of my job is telling someone, you know, the good news is we know for sure why you're having these headaches. The bad news is the damage has been done. You must live with pain management therapy the rest of your life because the problem has been ignored for too long. By the way, I'm not saying it's your fault that the problem is ignored. Once again, secret number one, if your doctor doesn't know and you rely on that doctor, you rely on that specialist to give you honest recommendations for your condition, where else do you turn? I understand this. So here's what I want to do. I want to kind of give you a summary of the three highly guarded secrets. We'll discuss exactly how does that impact you, and most importantly, what can you do to overcome these secrets and use your arsenal, simply including knowledge and common sense, to move you in a direction toward finally treating the why. Let's fix the why and stop treating your symptoms. Stop treating the what. Secret number one, listen closely, by the way. I want you to hear what I'm saying and digest it. Much of the time, your doctor doesn't even know why you're having your headaches and migraines. So how can it be that you're going to get any long-lasting relief when you don't even know what's going on, what the why really is? Secret number two, even if you're one of the lucky ones and you are certain and your doctor has been able to identify what is going on in your body that is causing you to have these headaches or migraines, chances are the treatment you're getting, it is totally and completely a temporary cover-up. It is not even addressing the cause of the problem in the first place. You can see how these first two secrets will run many of us into a dead end. Where do we go from here? Because secret number three is, you know, the treatment you're getting may actually be more harmful. Well, yeah, there's side effects that are well documented. However, if you are ignoring the real true cause and damage is being done in your body that could potentially be irreversible, that's a dead end. So what do we do to overcome these secrets using our arsenal of knowledge and common sense? First of all, we will be providing knowledge based on proven, solid medical and scientific research in the weeks to come, beginning next Tuesday at noon Central, right here on Blog Talk Radio. But the tool of common sense is such a simple concept. Sure, common sense is important. However, most of us don't use common sense when it comes to seeking help for our migraines, headaches of whatever type. So common sense should tell us that we're not having headaches, we're not having migraines because we need a different drug, because we need a more potent drug. Putting chemicals in your body does not make you healthier. Here we go. Common sense says putting more chemicals in your body does not make you healthier. Common sense. Use a little bit of common sense. Medication is designed, in my mind, for treating your symptoms temporarily while the cause of the problem is being fixed. Here's the problem with that. Medication is used not as a temporary symptom treatment while the problem is being fixed in most cases. The problem is never identified, and even if it is, it is still treated with the same medication that is only a temporary cover-up at best. Common sense. We know putting chemicals in our body does not enhance our health. What about physical therapy? What about going to the chiropractor? What about going to the massage therapist? Once again, each and every type of treatment, each and every type of modality has a clear benefit. Do some of us need medication? Absolutely. Do some of us need physical therapy? Absolutely. Do some of us need to see our chiropractor, our dentist, our optometrist? Absolutely. But understand, rarely is one of these types of treatment alone. Listen to what I'm saying. Rarely is there one magical type of treatment alone that will address the why. Rarely is there one type of treatment that will fix the real true cause of your migraines and headaches by itself. This is something that we're going to discuss in tremendous depth in the weeks to come, because none of us need exactly the same treatment plan. What if the cause of your headache is different than the cause of my headache? What if the cause of your migraine is different than the cause of migraine? The treatment plan must be customized and personalized using whatever types of specialists are necessary to fix the why in your particular circumstance, to address the real true cause of your symptoms. So we will be discussing a step-by-step system, and that system is based on a hugely overlooked fact in the scientific and medical research. You see, for decades, nearly 40 years, the medical and scientific research has been clear. There is one distinct cause of headaches. And by the way, you can name your headache, migraine, cluster, tension headache, daily persistent. It doesn't matter. You are not a headache. You are someone suffering with a symptom that needs to identify the why. So forget about putting yourself in a classification for now. Forget about putting yourself in a category. We need to find what the real true cause of the problem is, and then customize and personalize a plan for you using whatever types of specialties will address the true cause of the problem once and for all. And yes, the vast majority of the time in our practice, it is a combination of specialists and specialties all working together for your benefit. Isn't that what it's supposed to be in our healthcare system? Aren't we all supposed to work together for your benefit? Isn't that how it's supposed to be? Let me ask you something. Do you feel like politics gets in the way of healthcare? Do you feel like politics is actually interfering with your doctor's decision for your health? What do you think? That's something we'll be discussing in detail, but I think the answer in my mind is emphatically, absolutely yes. There's no doubt about it. Because not only does politics affect our doctors' decisions in many cases, you know, we used to talk years ago about politics and healthcare. But it's not politics and healthcare anymore. It is politics in healthcare. Politics is taking over our healthcare system. You see, most of us have forgotten healthcare is a business. Healthcare is an industry. So, once again, the business and the politics of healthcare certainly affect our doctors' decisions for our health and well-being. So, in summary, here's what I want you to kind of remember and mentally digest over the next few days. And once again, our email lines are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I will answer as many of your questions as I can on the air. Send your questions to drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. But in a nutshell, this is about finding the real, true cause of your headaches. Finding what's going on inside of your body right now that is resulting in a migraine. What is going on inside of your body that causes you to react to a weather change with a migraine? Whereas most of us, it has no effect whatsoever. What is going on inside of your body that lights or certain smells or certain sounds will trigger a migraine or a headache? Yet with most of us, that's not the case. Why does your body react that way? What is going on inside that's causing you to feel that? That is the first question. And then, once we've identified that with certainty, what type of specialty, or in most cases, specialties, do we need to mold and shape and customize to address the cause of your symptoms once and for all? Stop treating the what. Find and fix the why. We're going to do that using our expanding base of knowledge coupled with common sense. What I want to do to kind of finish up today, we had quite a few email questions last week after our short introductory episode. There's a couple of those that kind of go along with what we're discussing here today on the program, so I wanted to kind of answer those more directly. Here's a question from Chicagoland. I've been diagnosed with migraines by one doctor, yet a second doctor disagrees. How do I know for sure what type of headache I really have and how to properly treat it? There are two things in this email that I want to address. Number one, it doesn't matter what category one doctor wants to put you in versus another. One doctor may say you have symptoms that describe a migraine-type headache. Another doctor may describe symptoms that you have a tension type of headache. It really doesn't matter because, ultimately, the treatment is virtually identical much of the time. Put more chemicals in your body. And we know, using our second tool, common sense, that's not making you healthier. So forget just for a moment what category one doctor wants to put you in versus another. You know, too many specialists focus on, let's put you in a category. We need to describe and categorize your... No, you don't. You need to find the cause and fix it once and for all and stop describing your symptoms and putting yourself in a category. So once again, what category of headache or what type of headache your doctors want to put you into, let's forget about that for a second. And the second part of your question was, what do we do to treat it properly? If we don't know what type of headache, listen, we don't want to treat your headache. This goes along perfectly with our episode today. We can treat your migraine, your tension headache, whatever your particular doctor wants to call it. We can continue to treat it from now till the end of time. But listen to this and listen clearly. If you don't know the real true cause of your symptoms, chances are you're never going to experience any long-lasting relief or really, truly live healthy and happy. Listen to this one more time. This is really, really simple yet really profound for many of us. If you don't know the real true cause of your symptoms, chances are you're never going to live healthy and happy. It doesn't matter what kind of treatment you choose to try, whether it's considered mainstream, whether it's considered alternative, it doesn't matter until you first identify the why. Why are you having this? What is going on that's causing this? So I appreciate the question. It's not about putting you into a category of headaches. It still goes back to finding the real true cause and then customizing a plan to address that cause of your symptoms once and for all. The next question comes to us from Memphis, Tennessee. My migraines are currently, quote unquote, tolerable and under control for the most part. What new research is available that could bring change and improve treatment for migraine sufferers? Tolerable. Boy, I'll tell you what, that word comes up a lot. You know, my migraines have been there for so long, they're just manageable. They're tolerable. Let me tell you this. One migraine is too many. Two migraines is that much. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter. We're not here to treat or to manage your migraines. What, let me ask you this. Why would you want to manage a condition that you don't want to have in the first place? Literally, why would you want to continue to treat or to manage a migraine? To treat or manage your cluster headaches? To treat and manage your daily persist? It doesn't matter. Why do you want to manage and treat these headaches in the first place? Let's find and fix the cause. Have I said that enough today? So let me say this. I understand that when you're not given any other options, when you're not given any other options besides treating your symptoms, treating your migraines, managing your headaches, you have no choice. You have no choice. But now, as we provide information and help guide you, it is your job to continue to gain knowledge. And then with that knowledge you've gained, use your common sense and say, number one, do we know with certainty what is causing these headaches that I am having? And number two, if in fact I'm completely certain I know what the cause of these headaches is the treatment or therapy that I'm getting really fixing this cause of the problem? Or is this just a temporary cover-up? And the other thing I have to say that goes perfectly with secret number three today, if you continue to manage migraines, if you continue to treat your headaches and ignore the real true cause that's lurking in your body, by the time the cause of your problem is diagnosed properly, by the time we identify what's going on in your body that's resulting in these symptoms, it may be too late at that point. Your only option may be to live on medication, on symptom relief, to cut your nerves, to implant wires in your head? If you ignore the true cause, then you end up resorting to these drastic measures because the cause of the problem has been ignored for way too long. Let me tell you this. I appreciate all the questions. I want to use research-based knowledge to guide you in the right direction. Let me tell you what you can look forward to next week. We are going to get down to what are the facts. What is, according to the medical and scientific research, not according to Dr. Scott or anyone else, according to the research, what is the most common cause of ongoing headaches and migraines? Oh, it's clear. There's no guessing about it. It's been documented for decades. So the first thing we will address, we will just tell you right out, what is the number one cause of ongoing headaches and migraines according to the research? By the way, there isn't a close second. And then number two, how do we know if you are one of the 70 to 90% that fall into this category? Are you one of the 70 to 90% that have the most common cause of ongoing headaches and migraines lurking in your body? How do you find out with certainty? And most importantly, without having to take your doctor's opinion for granted. So join us next week. We will discuss the number one cause of ongoing headaches and migraines, and how do you find out with certainty if that is something that is affecting you and if you are in that 70-plus percent. As always, I can't thank you enough. You can tell this is my purpose. This is my passion. I've lived it. I've been through it. I'm saddened by it. I'm angered by it. I'm frustrated by it. And you deserve more than you're getting. You deserve to have the cause of your problem identified and receive the care that you need to address that cause once and for all. Don't we deserve that? Shouldn't we be able to expect that from our healthcare system? Let me know what you think. A couple of quick announcements. Coming up on November the 6th, Wednesday, we have a live event. It will be held here at the Hilton Garden Inn in the greater Kansas City area. What Your Doctor Won't Tell You About Your Migraines and Headaches, the live version. This event is by reservation only. If you have interest, please send us an email. There's absolutely no cost, by the way. Finally, we will be updating our website. We have a beautiful new interactive website coming in the next few weeks. Once again, focusing on solutions, not focusing on what kind of treatment can we give, what kind of treatment for your headaches and forget it. We will guide you step by step with our new interactive site toward finally identifying the why so you don't have to continue to treat the what. On the new website, you will be able to download our updated version of the three highly guarded secrets your doctor won't tell you. Let me say this. The concepts, as we mentioned, are so simple, yet sometimes the simple things are the ones that are most easily overlooked. So if you, someone you care about, someone you know, somebody you work with, if someone you know is suffering with ongoing migraines and headaches, there are answers available. But finding those answers can be a challenge. This is the goal of our new interactive website. Let me wrap up by saying this. Each episode is scheduled to be 1 hour long at this point. It may be 30 minutes long, and it may be an hour and a half. What I want to make sure in these short episodes is that the information that you will need to guide yourself toward finding a long-lasting solution, however long it takes to present that information, is how long this episode will last. It's all about solutions? Please send your questions via email to drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. I cannot thank you enough for listening to me toot, to blow, to vent, to get this information off of my chest. I've been there. I feel for you. I know where you've been, but you haven't tried everything. Don't give up. Keep fighting. Stop treating the what. I want to help you find and fix the why once and for all. Thanks for listening. Join us next Tuesday at noon Central, blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc.